And with that thought in mind, I invite you to take your Bibles if you have them this morning. And turn with us to 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. And we'll look beginning at verse number 6 down through verse number 8. Second Timothy chapter number 4, beginning at verse number 6 down through verse number 8. The Bible says this, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." Now, for a few moments this morning, I'd like to preach us on this simple thought, heaven's checkered flag. Heaven's checkered flag. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, again, we do thank you for this day. And Lord, we do thank you for your love and your mercy towards us. And Lord, for just being so good to us, even sometimes when we're undeserving of it. And now, Lord, this morning, we thank you for this past month with Bible school and what you did with the kids that were present and through their hearts. And Lord, we just pray that they, yes, had fun, but also learned about the love that God has for each one of them. And the Lord, now we just pray that you would be with this service now. And fill me now with your Holy Spirit. May the words I speak be those of you and you alone. May the message be a help, a challenge, encouragement to these your people. And the Lord, pray that you would help me to say that which needs to be said, refrain from that which needs not be said. And the Lord, if there be one here this morning that know not Christ as their Savior, we pray they not leave this place without getting it settled 100% sure that Christ is their Savior and that heaven's their home. And now, Lord, for all you'll do, we'll be careful to give you the praise, the honor, the glory for it. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So as you saw this past month, all of August, at Vacation Bible School, the theme was rocket racers. It was a race car theme. And we watched kids run races. In fact, I'm still recovering from the first Sunday when they said, "Why don't you come race us?" And I let my ego cloud my better judgment, and I went racing with them, and still feeling it to this day. But they had fun racing. They were cheering on each other, and they were fighting hard to win the penny race. We gave out prizes. We celebrated the winners today. One child, as you saw today, Aiden, he goes home with that Nintendo Switch Lite. But you know, the real victory throughout the whole month of everything that was said and done, the greatest prize of all was that one child, they raised their hand for salvation. And Miss Sally, she was able to take that child to the side, and that child was made a profession of faith, trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior. And, you know, each night, no doubt, we went home, everyone that was here that worked and helped with Vacation Bible School, no doubt went home tired and, you know, wore out and all the rest. And but it was worth it for what the Lord did in our midst. And here in 2 Timothy chapter 4, we find the Apostle Paul. And the Apostle Paul is at the end of his life. And he is speaking. If you know anything about Paul and his writings, you find out very quickly that Paul was a sports fan. A lot of his writings, he had a lot of analogies that did and had to do with sports and with racing and with running your race and finishing well and so on and so forth. And here we find him, and he's speaking like a racer at the finish line. And he's not, and he isn't looking back on his life in regret. In contrast, I believe we find that he's looking forward, he's looking ahead with confidence because he sees heaven's checkered flag. Notice again what he says there. He says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. His testimony shows us not only how to run our race, but how to finish our own race for Christ. And so there's three things I wanted to see this morning from the Apostle Paul's life. Number one, the cost of the race. The cost of the race. Notice there again, verse number 6. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 6. The Bible says, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. That word offered has the idea to be poured out like a drink offering. His life was being spent for God. There's a verse, I didn't write it down, but I thought about it this morning as I was finalizing some of the notes. But it talks about, I will spend and gladly be spent for you. That's what Paul was doing here. His life was spent for God. And Paul understood that the Christian race, the Christian life, is a costly race. It demands your all. You know, a race car, if it's put in a race, it can't win that race by saving fuel. It must be spent out on the track. If that race car wants to win, it has to spend and use its fuel. And the same is true for us this morning. Our lives are meant to be spent for Christ. Our lives are meant to be poured out for Christ, to be poured out for God, to be used of God. Ephesians, the Bible talks about redeeming the time, for the days are evil. And folks, this morning, you need to understand the days we live in are evil. And we need to be sure that we are redeeming the time for things that matter, for things that count, for things that will make an eternal difference and an eternal impact. And listen, if you're anything like me, I'm sure there are times you get tired and wore down and discouraged, and you think, you know what, somebody else can do it. And you know what the truth is? Yes, maybe somebody else can do it. But what happens if you do stop doing it? Who will do what you do? And we need to be, you know what? Listen, go home, take a nap, wake up, get re-energized, get over it, and keep on serving God. Keep on serving the Lord. Now, everybody that helped with Vacation Bible School this month, they spent hours preparing, decorating, running games, serving food, helping with crafts. Yesterday and the week here, this past week, folks were in and out of the church helping clean up from Bible school and getting the church ready to go again now in the September and soon to be October and November. All of that takes time and energy and effort and time and resources. But if one child's eternity is changed, then it makes all of that worth it. Here next week sometime, we're going to have to come in and we're going to have to break down all the decorations and put the decorations away and get up here back to normal, so to speak. That's going to take time and energy and, you know, resources and all the rest. We see the cost of the race this morning. But then secondly, we see the commitment of the race. We see the commitment of the race. Notice there, verse number 7. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 7. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Paul breaks down his commitment to God in three ways. Number one, he says he fought a good fight. That means he strove for. That means he struggled. He didn't fight for comfort. He didn't fight for ease. He didn't fight to have an easy life. He fought for God. He fought for Christ. He fought for souls. He fought for the things of God. He says he fought a good fight. He says he finished my course. That phrase, finished my course, from the Greek dramos, literally means a racetrack, a set lane. He stayed on his track. He stayed in his lane. He didn't quit. He didn't switch tracks. He stayed faithful to God's call. Whatever it is God called him to, he stayed faithful and he did it. And then thirdly, he says that I kept the faith. He didn't drop the baton of truth. He didn't pass it off to somebody else. He held firmly to the gospel. Commitment, it isn't measured in how you start. A lot of people, they start out and they sputter and they falter and they fail. And maybe they break down along the side of the road. It's not how you start, but it's how you finish. In the 1968 Olympics, John Stephen Akawari of Tanzania finished last in the marathon. And not only did he finish last, but he finished injured and exhausted. And after the race, when he was asked, well, why didn't you just quit? He said this: my country did not send me 5,000 miles to start the race. They sent me 5,000 miles to finish the race. And folks, I want you to know this morning, God did not save you just so you could start the race. God saved you and changed your life so that you would finish your race and be faithful in finishing your race. Again, at VBS, the kids, they weren't only excited when they won a race. They were excited when someone simply finished. As the other kids, sometimes they were coming from behind kids who'd already crossed the finish line. The other kids, they were cheering them on, saying, come on, come on, come on. In the Christian life, and here's what we need to understand. In the Christian life, listen, you don't need to finish first. But you do need to be faithful. You do need to be faithful. So we see the cost of the race, the commitment of the race. But then thirdly and finally this morning, we see the crown at the finish line. We see the crown at the finish line. Notice there, verse number 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 8. The Bible says, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. You notice there says, there's laid up for me a crown. Again, from the Greek, stephanos, which, and it's not talking about a king's crown. No. It's talking about a victor's crown. It's not a king's crown, you know, like the laurel wreath at the Greek games. No, this was a victor's crown. Listen, earthly prizes fade away. Earthly material fades away. But heaven's prize is eternal. Heaven's prize never fades. Heaven's prize never goes away. And this crown isn't just for Paul. But notice what it says at the end of verse number 8. But unto all them also that love his appearing. For Bible school, the crown was that Nintendo. Was that game. But you know what? Someday that prize is going to break. Someday that prize is going to be obsolete. Someday that prize might stop working. But the crown that Jesus gives is eternal. And it's given by His own hand. Unto all them also that love His appearing. Are you longing for His appearing this morning? Are you waiting for His appearing this morning? Are you loving for His appearing this morning? I don't know if you caught the words of that song that we played right before the message, but it went a little like this. Someday when my last line is written, someday when I've drawn my last breath, I won't be dead, but living in the place Jesus went to prepare. That right there, that was Paul's testimony. And folks, this morning, that is the Christian's hope. Death is not defeat. It's simply heaven's checkered flag welcoming the racer home. But the song goes on. And after all is said and done, know that my last earnest prayer is that my loved ones be ready someday to meet me there. How about your family this morning? Are they ready? How about your friends this morning? Are they ready? Will your loved ones meet you at heaven's finish line? Bible school, it's over. Summer, well, for the kids, it ended, what, 2-3 weeks ago when they went back to school. Summer is done. And one day, our race will be over. And when you cross that finish line, will your testimony be like Paul's? Will you be ready? Will you have fought? Will you have finished? And will you have kept the faith? The prizes of this world, they fade and fall away. But the crown of righteousness, the crown given to us by God and Christ Himself, the crown that is given to us that day, that is eternal. Will you be ready someday? Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed this morning. Let's stand together to our feet.